Well, electricity came to us then, so we had to dig our basement and dig it out under the house and roll the dirt out with a wheel bark. So, and that was a pretty good job. It just comes from the dining room back under it and under the kitchen. And then we have our canned fruit and things down, dried fruits and things down there. And then we got us a furnace, and it was the, well, in that we dug that in August, the well in August. And we were talking about electricity, but we didn't think we'd get it. But electricity came to us in 41, December 41. So we celebrated then, just about like we had the other day. So that was the first that was out here. From Elkhorn on down here, we had to have private, because none of the rest of them didn't want it at that time, but all of them now have it. But at that time, we had, and it made salt expensive, but I was too glad to get it. So we put our water pump down in this basement, and it done freeze. The well's way out there in the yard, but we piped it in, and it's given us perfect satisfaction. And the furnace then, well, we got us a furnace that fall. And it was run by electricity after we was getting electricity. Well, it's in January, I guess, when we got, no, it's February when we got the furnace. And it, when the heat comes on to 200, well, then the fan starts and it warms the whole house, even upstairs too.
I see.
And
Forced air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, when we couldn't have too hot a fire, and when the electricity goes off. And it wasn't supposed to last only 25 years, but it's still in there, and it's 43 when we put it in. So anyway, it our canned stuff, nothing freezes. And we burn coal and wood too. Mm-hmm. And so all the vegetables and everything, what we can dry while we do and what we can, and freeze now since we've got freezers. Mm-hmm. And we could raise all kinds of vegetables.
Would you name some? Beans
and corn, yeah. Turnip greens and limas, different kind of limas, and corn, tomatoes. We enjoy them very much. Mm-hmm. And I process them in canning, you know, put them in whole and put a teaspoon of salt and two teaspoons of sugar in the can and pour hot water on them and seal them, and they are really delicious.
I see. Uh-huh. Do you ever have little tomatoes?
Yes, got like, and
they come up.
Yeah, got some of them right now out there on the back porch.
What do you call those?
They just volunteers, what we call them. I don't know what you call them, but we've got little tiny Tim. That's little tiny that you can raise in pots. Now I've got some of them down in the milk barn. That, and they have blooms on them now where they'll go on and not, but they are little tiny tomatoes too. Mm-hmm. And then we had the other kind, they call them patio tomatoes, and they'll, you know, have tomatoes on them all along. Now last year I had one in the summertime and it went all through the summer and still had tomatoes on until early this spring. But now the one I had this year had lots of tomatoes, but I lost it in the fall time before I got to put it up. Mm-hmm. But we like several kinds of tomatoes and onions. I like onions.
Do you like little things that grow under the ground and are pretty hot? They're red too, like radishes or
yeah.
Anything? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, different kind of radishes, those long icicle radishes. And then others, and turnips, and I bought ashed potatoes. We like ashed potatoes, and we plant them in the spring and in the fall too, summertime. You see, that way while we have two crops of potatoes. Mm-hmm. And we like them because we like the fresh potatoes, English peas, butter beans, okra, carrots, spinach, and that's most any vegetable that you can think, cauliflower, and most any kind.